Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil.
Welcome to His Word Heals. You can also visit us online at www.hiswordheals.com. In today's program, I'm going to continue on the theme of the 40 days of repentance, starting from the first day of the sixth month, or also known as Elul, through until Yom Kippur. If you haven't listened to last week's program, please go to our website, www.hiswordheals.com, to the blog page and listen to that. I'm going to do a quick recap from last week, or part one, and then we'll go into this week, starting with the Fast of Joel. Last week, we looked at all of the scriptures that showed that it is likely that Moses and Yeshua both fasted for 40 days and 40 nights during the 40 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur. And that is the 40 days that we are currently in right now as we near Yom Kippur. Then we looked at the significance of fasting and what type of fast that Yahweh desires from His people. And now here's an end times warning to fast that Joel is given regarding the end time judgments. And we believe Yahweh is speaking to us through Joel. So then keeping in mind the kind of fasting that Yahweh says He desires through His prophets Isaiah, Zechariah, and John the Baptist, and also considering that we are entering the Elul 40 days of repentance leading to Yom Kippur in what could be a very significant fall feast season, let's listen to what Joel is told to tell us as I read the book of Joel, starting in chapter 1, verse 13. Gird yourselves and lament, you priests. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you who minister to my Elohim, for the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your Elohim. Consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of Yahweh your Elohim, and cry out to Yahweh, alas for the day of Yahweh is at hand. It shall come as destruction from the Almighty. Is not the food cut off before our eyes, famine, joy and gladness from the house of our Elohim? The seed shrivels under the clods, storehouses are in shambles, barns are broken down, for the grain has withered. How the animals groan! The herds of cattle are restless because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep suffer punishment. O Yahweh, to you I cry out, for fire has devoured the open pastures, and a flame has burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field also cry out to you, for the water brooks are dried up, and fire has devoured the open pastures. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh is coming, for it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. That was through Joel 2:3, and now it goes into describing an army or an invasion, probably of a supernatural type of army or an AI type of army. And so we're going to skip down to Joel 2:12. Now, therefore, says Yahweh, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to Yahweh your Elohim, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and He relents from doing harm. Who knows if He will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind Him, a grain offering and a drink offering for Yahweh your Elohim. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes, let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priests who minister to Yahweh weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Yahweh, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their Elohim? Then Yahweh will be zealous for his land and pity his people. That was through Joel 2:18. Now Joel goes on to describe a blessing that Yahweh will bring upon his people once they repent after the judgment or during the judgment and turn back to him. He will not forsake his people, but first there was judgment and repentance and fasting and prayer. Skipping down to Joel 2:32, we see an awesome promise from Yahweh to those who would turn and repent. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be a deliverance or an escape, as Yahweh has said, among the remnant whom Yahweh calls. You've heard me talk about this before if you've listened to this program any amount of time. We also see this escape or this deliverance, and that Jerusalem should come to our mind in Jeremiah 50 and 51 as well. And now we see it here in Joel. After judgment and repentance and fasting, there will be an escape or deliverance in Zion, and even more specifically in Jerusalem. That was through the end of Joel chapter 2. So we can see a pattern here. First we see our sin and abominations that we do, such as the golden calf. Then we see intercession by Moses, as I showed you last week in the program. And then we see repentance by the people and fasting and prayer, just as Moses and Yeshua both fasted and prayed for 40 days in the wilderness for Yeshua and 40 days on the mountain for Moses. And then Moses came back down the second time on Yom Kippur with the second set of tablets, and Yeshua began his ministry on Yom Kippur, and Yeshua will return for his second time, I believe, on Yom Kippur, following the pattern of Moses, where he will be glorified just as Moses' face shone when he came down the second time with the second set of tablets. So we are now in the 40 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur, and so I believe we should follow these patterns of prayer and fasting that I've shown you in Scripture. And if you've been paying attention at all to what's going on in the news and in the world, we can see that famine is on the very near horizon. If it hasn't begun already, we have inflation, and we're going to have deflation, and we're going to have a lot of chaos and turmoil, which I believe is the judgment of Yahweh because of the sins of our nation and the sins of the world and the sins specifically of Yahweh's people. So let's look at another fast of another great man of faith in Scripture in the Old Testament. Let's look at Daniel 9, when Daniel fasts and prays for 21 days before he hears from the angel or the messenger that is sent to talk to him. Our fasting and pattern of prayer should follow this awesome example given to us by Daniel when he was in exile from the land of Israel in Babylon. So when I get to Daniel's actual prayer, I am going to insert us and we as if we are the ones saying this prayer, because this is the prayer that we should be praying. So I'm going to pray along with Daniel as I read Daniel's prayer. I'm going to start in Daniel 9, verse 3. Then I, Daniel, set my face toward Yahweh Elohim to make request by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to Yahweh my Elohim and made confession and said, O Yahweh, great and awesome, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants the prophets who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Yahweh, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, and I'll add, to the men of the United States, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, wherever they are scattered around the world, those near and those afar off, in all the countries to which you have driven them, to which you have driven us, because of the unfaithfulness which we have committed against you. O Yahweh, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To Yahweh our Elohim belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh our Elohim to walk in his ways, to walk in your ways, Father, in your laws, which you have set before us by your servants the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as to not obey your voice. Therefore the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of Elohim, have been poured out on us. Are being poured out on us because we have sinned against you. And he has confirmed his words which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us by bringing upon us a great disaster which we can see coming. For under the whole heaven such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem and what will be done to end times Babylon. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, will come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before Yahweh our Elohim, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore Yahweh has kept the disaster in mind, and brought it upon us, and will bring it upon us. For Yahweh our Elohim is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Yahweh our Elohim, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and made yourself a name as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Yahweh, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city Jerusalem, from your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem, your people, are a reproach to all those around us, and the United States and end-time Babylon are becoming a reproach to those around the world. Now, therefore, our Elohim, hear the prayer of your servants, and our supplications, and for Yahweh's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my Elohim, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name, for we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies and the mercies of sending your Son Yeshua, Messiah, to die on our behalf so that we could be forgiven. O Yahweh, hear. O Yahweh, forgive. O Yahweh, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my Elohim, for your city and your people are called by your name. Amen and amen. Verse 20. Now while I, Daniel, was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before Yahweh my Elohim for the holy mountain of my Elohim, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplications, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore consider the matter and understand the vision. So after prayer and fasting of 21 days, finally, Daniel gets an answer. So if we pray and fast, don't give up right away. It may take 21 days. It may take 40 days. It may take longer. But just believe that when we turn and delight in the law of Yahweh, Yahweh will delight in his people, and he will hear our prayers, and he will send an answer one way or another. He will have mercy on us when we turn and call upon his name in the name of his Son, Yeshua Messiah, which is his word made flesh. So if we delight in Yeshua Messiah, we will also delight in his word, his commands, his justice, his right rulings, his judgments. All of these are good. And it is because our country, our nation, and the world have forsaken the law of Yahweh as given through Moses and the prophets. That is the reason that our country and our nation and our world are in the condition that we are in. We have let lawlessness abound. Lawless people are in charge, and we, his remnant, his people, were the start of the lawlessness. And when we fell away and we didn't hold nation to account, our families to account, our churches to account, when we discarded his word, how can we expect to retain and keep his blessing, his protection, and not see his judgment? We cannot call his word and his law and his right ruling, his instructions, done away with and trample on the blood of Yeshua, who came to forgive us of our sins so that we could die to our sins and live for him. That means die to our old ways and live according to the rules of his household, the rules of his family, the righteous rules of how to treat one another and how to love him. We need to stop trampling on the blood of Yeshua and saying, oh, we are forgiven, so we can commit all of these sins because we are forgiven. So what have we been told about this attitude where we think, oh, we are forgiven, we're under grace, so we don't have to pay attention to God's law or his commandments anymore? Well, let's see what Yahweh said through Jeremiah, his prophet. Jeremiah chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. And I'm going to take a little bit of liberty here and speak to the church, to the remnant, to the assembly of Yahweh's people, those that are called by his name through Yeshua Messiah, as if Yahweh is speaking to them, to us, through Jeremiah, as I believe that he is. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh saying, stand in the gate of Yahweh's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of Yahweh, all you of Judah. And I'll add, and the United States, who enter in at these gates to worship Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words, saying, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh are these. And I'll add, the church of God, the church of God, the church of Jesus. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place or walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I give to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and I'll add, celebrate Christmas and Easter, and walk after other gods whom you do not know or should not know, and then come and stand before me in this house, my assembly, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all of these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, says Yahweh. But go now to my place, which it was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these works, says Yahweh, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear, and I called you, but you did not answer, therefore I will do to the house which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to this place which I give to you and your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all of your brethren, the whole posterity of Ephraim. Therefore do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah?
And I'll add,
in the cities of America, and in the streets of Jerusalem?
And I'll add,
and in the streets of Washington, D.C., and New York City, and San Francisco, and every city in between? The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven, which is Ashtoreth, which is Easter, and they pour out drink offerings to other Elohim, that they may provoke me to anger.
And I'll add,
they put out Halloween decorations in all their stores and in front of their homes starting in August, and Christmas decorations out shortly after that. They celebrate evil and wickedness while ignoring my commands and my statutes. They do not worship me with a pure worship. Do they provoke me to anger, says Yahweh? Do they not provoke themselves to shame of their own faces? Therefore, thus says Yahweh Elohim, behold, my anger and my fury will be poured out on this place, on man and on beast and on trees and on the field and on the fruit of the ground, and it will burn and not be quenched. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat, for I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices, but this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not obey me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. So you shall say to them, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of Yahweh their Elohim, nor receive correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. Cut off your hair and cast it away, and take up lamentation on the desolate heights, for Yahweh has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah,
and I'll add,
the children of America, have done evil in my sight, says Yahweh. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it.
And I'll add,
they have set up Christmas trees and Easter eggs, and they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire.
And I'll add,
they have thrown away the babies they have aborted for decades, which I did not command, nor did it come into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says Yahweh, when it will no more be called Tophet, or the Valley of the Son of Hinnom,
and I'll add,
or Washington, D.C., but the Valley of Slaughter, for they will bury in Tophet until there is no room. The corpses of this people will be for food for the birds of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and no one will frighten them away. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah,
and I'll add,
from the cities of America, from the streets of Jerusalem,
and I'll add,
from the streets of Washington, D.C., and New York City, and San Francisco, the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. These are the words that our nation and the world and the remnant of Yahweh's people and all believers in Yeshua Messiah need to hear, need to take to heart, need to understand, and need to put them on their knees in sackcloth and ashes, doing the fast of Yahweh, treating each other properly, protecting the poor, the innocent, the babies, the unborn, and those that are less fortunate. This is the fast that Yahweh wants from us, and this is the fast that we should start these 40 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur. Yahweh says in his word several times that he does not change. If these are the judgments against Judah and Israel for what they did, and we are doing exactly the same thing, only probably worse, what will our judgment be? We cannot say that we have been delivered by the blood of Yeshua to do all of these abominations. Yes, he forgives us, but yes, he requires us to turn and repent. He says after he heals the people, go and sin no more. He did not die so that we could do all of the abominations that are being done in this country and around the world, including in some of the churches that are called by his name, some of the assemblies that say they are his, while other assemblies that say they are his stand by and say nothing. His people, his remnant, need to stand up, be bold, speak the truth, talk about salvation, tell people about Yeshua, and tell people about his rules, his laws, his right ruling, his justice, and how people are supposed to be treated, and how we're supposed to take care of the weak, the poor, the young, the old, the fatherless, and the widows. We need to call an abomination, and not try to justify it in the name of love and kindness and forgiveness. It is not loving and kind and forgiving to let people believe a lie and to teach a lie to our children. It is not loving to not warn people of the judgment that is coming and of the abominations that will be judged. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your home.
Rejoice with your work, O Yahweh. I shout for joy at the works of your hands. O Yahweh, how great are your works.